B-Sal here, back with you in the Vault of Horrors Conversations in the Dark, part of the Vault cast. And this week in Conversations in the Dark, I'm joined by the one and the only Ronnie Reaper of Dollar Bin Horror. Welcome to Conversations in the Dark, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Ronnie's blog, Dollar Bin Horror, is nominated for the Rondo for Best Horror Blog. The whole concept of Dollar Bin Horror DVDs, because there's a lot of people out there like Ronnie who really kind of love that whole idea because it allows them to snatch up as many horror movies as they can for the smallest amount of dough, right?
Oh, yeah, because I can't even afford a new microphone.
Hopefully, if you save enough money from buying all those dollar DVDs, you'll be able to get a new one eventually. But what gave you the idea to start a blog basically about the whole concept of dollar bin DVDs?
Well, it pretty much started, my dad about a year ago, he lost his job, and it kind of put a hinder on my whole wanting to collect horror movies and stuff. And one day, I think we were at like a Save-A-Lot, and they had this, it was like around Halloween, and they had this big rack of movies, and they were a dollar each, and there was like two movies per DVD. And it was so cool that I could get about six movies for $3. And that pretty much started me collecting these old classic dollar movies.
Well, have you ever seen, I know one thing that I picked up, it wasn't a dollar, but it was like, it was the same concept. Have you ever gotten one of those gigantic, you know, boxes of like 50, you know, public domain horror movies and it only costs like $10?
Yep.
You know the ones
Amazon.
I'm talking about?
Amazon.com.
Yeah, I have
one. I got that big 50 movie set, and recently I just found this really cool thing. Have you ever heard of the Boris Karloff TV series, The Veil?
Yes. He did a few different ones, actually. That's actually one of the lesser known ones, but yeah, that was one of them. Did you get that one?
I got 10 Yeah, I got a DVD with 10 episodes.
For how much?
$1.
Wow, you hear that, people? You
I
see
got it
that?
At Dave's Supermarket.
Quality horror at affordable prices. Now, my whole thing is, you know, what kind of movies do you usually find, though, that are, you know, that cheap? Because there's a lot of great movies, unfortunately, that you're never going to find in a dollar bin. So what kind of stuff are you usually finding?
Well, for me, I'm usually finding, like, really old, kind of lesser-known Bela Lugosi films and Boris Karloff. I found a lot of Vincent Price's work in the dollar bin, like The Last Man on Earth, House on Haunted Hill, The Bat. I found one of his really early films before he even had that little mustache called Shock.
Ah, you know, actually, speaking of Vincent Price, I picked up something like that once. It was the original House on Haunted Hill and The Last Man on Earth on one DVD. I think that's a pretty common one. That one's floating out there a lot because I've seen it around a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. You can find a whole bunch. But then, of course, you'll find the movies that aren't as great. Like,
of course.
I think I picked up a DVD recently. It was called Slave of the Cannibal God. And as cool as the title may sound.
And it does sound very cool, by the way.
It was just the main actress was Ursula Andress, and if you know anything about her, she absolutely is like ashamed of her film career, starting from Hammer Horror. And you can just tell she didn't want to do it.
She was a Bond girl too, actually. I think I don't have IMDb handy, but I think it might have been Dr. No or Goldfinger. Somebody's gonna know it. But one of the early classic Bonds, she was the Bond girl.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she's actually pretty much considered the epitome of the Bond girl. She actually did a movie, this is not horror at all, but since we're talking about Ursula Andress, there's a movie called What's New Pussycat, which is hilarious. It's one of Woody Allen's first movies, and he's in it with Peter Sellers. And Peter O'Toole in the movie plays this character who is trying not to have anything to do with women. He's trying to be celibate. Like, he's this really good-looking guy, but he wants to just kind of lead a celibate life. And Ursula Andress literally falls out of the air in a parachute into his car in one scene in the movie. And it's almost like no matter what he does, he can't avoid being around beautiful women. It's a great scene. That's a good movie. Sorry about the non-horror segue, but back to the dollar bin stuff. Like you were saying, the downside of this is you're gonna also get a lot of crap. So what would you say is the gold to garbage ratio when people are digging through these bins?
It really depends on what you like. Like me, my taste in horror movies are shitty probably because I really love bad movies. Like Planet Nine, I friggin' love that movie.
Plan 9, right? Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes, Plan 9. I'm sorry.
It's all right. No,
But like I love anything Ed Wood. I know it's gonna be bad. I know that the acting's probably gonna suck and the storyline's horrible, but I can't stop myself from watching it.
well, you know what you're getting into when you watch his movies. It's not like someone's gonna be sitting there, watching like Bride of the Monster or something, and they're gonna be expecting it, expecting Gone with the Wind. You kind of know what you're getting into, so you just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, that's the main thing. When you're doing these like dollar bin dives, you have to keep an open mind that you're probably not going to find a wonderful gem or anything like that. You have to keep an open mind that these movies aren't going to be the best, but it's going to be entertaining, it's going to be enjoyable, and you're probably going to see things that you probably wouldn't see anywhere else.
Well, you know, actually, what I think is cool though about these public domain horror movies that you get so cheap is a lot of times you do find stuff that's excellent, and the only reason it's in those bins is because it's old enough to be in the public domain, so nobody owns the rights to it. Like you'll find Night of the Living Dead all the time in those kind of bins, you know?
Oh yeah, my dad, I believe, has bought that for me 3 times.
Yeah.
Because he keeps forgetting that he already bought it.
Well, because it has a different cover every time, too.
Yeah, pretty much. And I found some pretty cool movies that I've never heard of, but I just fell in love with them. Like, I'm trying to think of one.
Well, you know what's another one that you see a lot is in those is Carnival of Souls. There's another one.
Oh, I love that movie. I adore it.
The original
I
one,
think
which
it's just so surreal.
it really is. It's, I only saw it for the first time not too long ago, and I liked it. I was expecting it to be a little better. I felt like it was just not the best made movie in the world, but it had a ton of atmosphere. It definitely had a ton of atmosphere. That's a big one
Yeah,
you'll
it has
see.
a creepy feel to it that a lot of new movies probably couldn't achieve with all their special effects and their big budgets. They just couldn't do it.
Well, like they remade Carnival of Souls, and it just they
Oh,
missed.
they did?
Yeah, they did, and they
They're
missed.
remaking everything nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, that was one of the earlier ones, actually. It kind of slipped under a lot of people's radar, which is probably for the best, because they just missed the point totally of why the original one was such a gem. They just missed it. That's what a lot of happens with a lot of these remakes. But you'll find a lot of Roger Corman movies, right? They're always popping up in there.
Oh, yeah. And another thing you have to watch out for when you're shopping for dollar bin movies is you get tricked sometimes. Like, the title sounds like it's a horror movie, but it's not.
Aha. So, like what?
you got Swamp Women. I thought that was a horror movie. It was like an action drama comedy. I was like, what the hell?
Did it take place in a swamp at least?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a horror movie.
That's about the only thing I can say about it.
That's a real shame. That is a real shame.
Or there was one I got with Christopher Lee. It was called Horror Express. And I mean, of course, that sounds like it's going to be a horror movie, but I mean, it had elements of horror, but it was really like a crime noir film.
Okay. Well, what about, you know what? You'll also, You'll also see Nosferatu a lot of times in those bins.
Oh, that is my favorite. That's got to be one of my top favorite movies. I remember the first time when I first bought it, I stayed up till like 2 in the morning to make sure it was dark because I wanted to really get it creepy, you know? And I put it in the DVD player, and I don't think I fell asleep that night. And that doesn't happen really.
It really is like a nightmare watching that movie. Is like it's one of those movies that just feels like a nightmare when you watch it, you know?
Yes. Nosferatu is what a vampire should be. He's ugly, he's creepy, he wants to suck your blood. That's a vampire.
That's still got to be my favorite vampire movie. Yeah, and I mean it's before, you know, the Bela Lugosi Dracula, which is where like the whole sexy vampire in the movies kind of comes in. Before that, you know, the whole idea of the vampire was just this disgusting, hideous, you know, blood sucking. It was basically a human leech, pretty much. There's nothing sexual about them, but that kind of changed with Bella. Which, by the way, that now see that's something you'll never find. You'll never find a movie like that in the dollar bin because Universal owns the rights to that, and they pimp that out every chance that they could get, putting out 18,000, you know, special editions and things like that. So there's certain movies.
I
Yeah, there's certain movies you're never going to get that way, unfortunately.
Yeah, but see, for me, I love Bela Lugosi, but my favorite Dracula is Christopher Lee. And that's why I love the dollar bins, because you will always find a Christopher Lee Dracula movie. It might not
Yes.
be the original, but it's one of his.
Oh, God, I got the Satanic Rites of Dracula.
That's the one I got.
Yes, I found it in like the convenience store. It wasn't, you know, just right down the street from my house. There's just like this little newsstand, and they have a rack of DVDs for like $2 or $3, and that was there. I grabbed that. I also got The Host. I couldn't believe it. The Host. I got that way.
Oh, you lucky, lucky man.
That was a gold mine because The Host wound up being my 5-year-old son's favorite movie. So, which is.
Oh, wow. See, like where I usually get my dollar bin movies is either the Save-A-Lot down the street from my house or the Dave's around the corner.
Yes, well, yeah, a lot of times those kind of stores, Walgreens will have a ton of them.
Oh, yeah. Especially around Halloween. Like, I mean, Dave's has movies all year, but it's usually, you know, like action or drama or some really cheesy film. But around Halloween is the gold mine time to go to these supermarkets or just any place and get a great deal on a horror movie. And Walmart, oh man, like, I'm not sure if you're going to find the best quality film at Walmart, but you are sure going to find a good deal. Like, the movie I just reviewed today, it was called Baby Blues. I got it on, I think it was called A Gritty Horror Tales Triple Value. And it was three movies for $5. So that's roughly what? Like $1.75 each? Not bad.
Not bad at
And
all.
Baby Blues it was amazing. Like, I did not expect it to be good because, you know, it was a movie that was cheap. And I really didn't expect it to be good. But, like, the acting was spot on. The story was really well made. The blue hue to the film just it really puts you in the mood. And the only thing I really didn't like about it was the lead actress kind of looked like she had a bunch of work done and she's trying to be like a redneck mom. But other than that, it was amazing.
Well, see, the other part of it, which is cool, is if the movie turns out to suck, you almost don't feel so bad because you only paid $1 for it or $2 or whatever it is. So it's not like, you know, it cost you less than it would have cost you to rent it.
Oh yeah, and if you buy one of the DVDs with like more than one movie on it, you always have a chance that at least one of them will be good.
Well, like when I got that 50 DVD, that 50 movie box, which is, by the way, it's the one with the Phantom of the Opera on the cover.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure if that's the same one I got, but I did get a 50 movie horror kit thingy.
There's a few of them floating around, but like that one, I looked on the back of it before I bought it to see how many of them I already had, and like it was just a handful. And the way I figure it is, if like half the movies in there are terrible, then I'll still have 25 movies for $10 or whatever it was. So you can't really go wrong there. And so far they've been pretty damn enjoyable. Even
Oh yeah,
though
the one I got came with Nosferatu, Night of the Living Dead, Dementia 13,
yep.
Attack of the Killer Shrews, which, I mean, he's probably really bad, but I loved it. And it was just awesome. Plus, another great place to find the yard sales.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other, like, you can really grab stuff that people don't even care about. You can get stuff, you can get top of the line DVD stuff at ridiculously low prices.
I think I got Secret Window at a yard sale. And I don't know, a lot of people didn't like it, but I absolutely enjoyed it. And I thought that was a gem. And I also got Elvira, like the Thriller videos she hosted.
Oh,
I got seven of them for about $2.
Now, were those VHS or DVD?
VHS. But
yeah.
I mean, for $2.
No, because I remember, I don't remember if those have ever been put out on DVD. That'd be kind of interesting to see if they have been. I remember that whole
series.
No,
the Elvira's movie Macabre, the actual television shows,
yeah.
They have been put on DVD because I have two of those movies. I have The House That Screamed and, crap, what was the other one? It was about a killer plant. Man-Eater of Hydra.
and
those movies sucked.
Well, but at least you have Elvira though introducing them.
That's why I bought them. Like, I love Elvira because she hosts the movies that suck.
And that's pre Mystery Science Theater 3000 right there.
Oh, I love Mystery Science Theater, but I mean, all those movies are bad, and they still want you to pay $60 for the box set. I'm like, Like, I love y'all, but
Well, you know, you're paying for the whole. You're not really paying for those movies, you know. They're expecting you that you're paying for the comedy, so.
Yeah. I think the only thing I ever really splurged on to get the box set was Tales from the Crypt. I got seasons 1, 2, and 5. And I got those on Amazon.com on sale for like $20 or $30 each. And that was way back when, you know, I had birthday money, you know, that I wasn't broke.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because the last thing I wanted to ask you is, since, you know, we're talking all about these discount bin specials that you enjoy so much, what's the heftiest purchase, DVD purchase, that you've ever made? What's the most money you ever put down for a box set or anything else like that?
Probably those Tales from the Crypt. Even if I really want the movie. Like, I really, 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 really wanted, what was it called? The name is Inglourious Basterds. The name, like, just was on my tongue. But I really, really wanted it. And I went up to Walmart when I had my Christmas money from my grandparents. And they wanted $22 for the DVD. And I am really cheap. I am not spending $22 on a DVD when I can get 20 DVDs for $22. So I just didn't get it.
Well, you see now.
My whole life I was raised to be really frugal. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
See, but that's a good quality though. But, you know, you have to live with the fact, like, for example, you know, you're never going to find Inglourious Basterds in a dollar bin, unfortunately, as much as we would all love it to be there. But I think if there's anything that we've accomplished here, that we've gotten across to people, is that you can find lots of really excellent stuff in the dollar bin if you just look for it and if you wade through the garbage. So that really was the point of, I think, what we were trying to say here. So I'm glad that you were able to come on and preach the gospel of dollar bin DVDs for a little bit here. I'm glad
yeah.
You were able to do that.
And if you're patient enough to wait, like the descent came out about 2 or 3 years ago.
Sure.
And I just got it in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Not
so
bad.
I'm pretty sure if I wait a good while, I'll get my Inglourious Basterds.
Well, we'll see about that.
On my terms.
You have to wait for every movie to just kind of trickle down to your level.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm poor now. I'm going to be broke in the future. I can wait.
All right, well, let's see, there you have it. The Ronnie Reaper, poor now and broke in the future. You heard it here first. And remember, everybody, now the blog is Dollar Bin Horror, which is dollarbinhorror.blogspot.com. The Rondo-nominated blog, nominated for Best Horror Blog. So The Vault of Horror as well in that category. Once again, I would like to remind everybody. But on that note, I just want to thank Ronnie Reaper for being a part of Conversations in the Dark tonight here in the Vaultcast.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
It was a pleasure.